Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
All right, so you did the five Texans' top five needs heading into the free agency in the draft.
Yeah.
And number five, you said, was tight end, which I agree is a need. I'm assuming C.J. Fedorowicz is dead.
I am too. I'm assuming C.J. Fedorowicz isn't back. I'm also, again, I don't work for the Texans. I would just assume, looking at the fact that the Texans would have zero dead cap money if they cut Ryan Griffin.
Yeah.
They can't feel good about the production they've gotten from him.
No.
So rather than pay him for the next 2 years, they can cut him with no repercussions. Seems like the right move, right?
Yeah.
And then Steven Anderson is a nice player, but he's not a guy that you can count on to be your starting tight end.
No.
Your TE1.
I think he's a good piece to have.
He's a nice pass catcher.
Yeah.
But you could have him in for blocking. You can't.
No. He's a good weapon to have, but that's not a guy who you can put out there as your starting tight end.
And it's unfortunate because C.J. Fedorowicz finally looked like he was, you know, he turned into a player.
Yeah. But I think you'll have to look to free agency there, and I know everybody's clamoring for Jimmy Graham, and you mentioned that. I think you'll, because of all these needs, there's a couple of them where, yeah, you can overspend. I don't know if I'd do that for Jimmy Graham.
I don't think I would either, because Jimmy Graham gives you a lot of what Steven Anderson does. He's a
and I just don't think he's as good as he used to be, and I don't know how much he's going to help. Okay, number four, and I might have moved this up the list, backup quarterback.
Well, once you hear the rest of the list, I mean, really, no.
No, but the thing is, if you're going to have any chance, you've got to be more effective than you were last year at that position.
No doubt, because obviously you can't count on Deshaun Watson being back and 100% healthy. And I don't want to say that he's injury prone, but he's a guy who's been hurt a couple of times now. And if he were to go down again, what you had last year gave you no chance to win.
Right. And that's the thing. You've got to get a guy, and you threw some names out. Josh McCown, I think. Matt Moore, even. And you mentioned Teddy Bridgewater and A.J. McCarron. I think McCarron's getting a starting job somewhere. And somebody's going to pay
well
big
could.
Money.
And Josh McCown might, too.
Bridgewater might. I don't know.
There's probably – I was looking at this today. There's probably seven or eight starting jobs that are going to be available this year. And there's like 11 or 12 guys who think they're starting quarterbacks.
Yeah.
So there's going to be some of those guys who are going, well, I guess it wasn't me. Another good name, Tyrod Taylor. I doubt the Bills are going to keep Tyrod Taylor. Tyrod Taylor would be a great backup to have for the Texans, wouldn't he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think that.
I mean, that's a guy who can come in and win you a couple games if you need him to.
Right.
I mean, that's what you're looking for.
Number three, you had cornerback.
Yeah. That position has... I mean, 2 years ago, the Texans were set at corner, and now it's a total train wreck. Jonathan Joseph's done. I don't think the Texans are going to re-sign him.
If they do, if they brought him back at a really reduced contract, I'd be okay with it, but not as a starter.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to be depth.
Yeah.
Who do you feel like you can throw out there week one and you feel comfortable that he's a good starting cornerback?
Well,
I don't think they have one.
No, they don't. You've got to hope that Kevin Johnson bounces back from last year, and you've got to go out and get at least one other guy. And the names you threw out there, I don't really want Malcolm Butler, because when you talk about having to overpay,
oh, he's going to cost you.
He is going to cost you. But some of the other names you threw out there, I like. Although I'll say this, I think Kyle Fuller is going to get paid because he had a really good year last year.
But he had three really crappy
But you see how this, how this works. Man.
I know.
Guy
I know.
Gets in a contract year and suddenly gets it, and you're like, oh, this is our guy, and then you pay him. EJ Gaines, a good name you threw out, Darquise Dennard, Trumaine Johnson, any one of those I think would be cheaper than Malcolm Butler. And I think if you go into next season with one of those, Kevin Johnson, bring back Joseph or another lesser veteran on a smaller deal.
Do you think the Texans cut Kareem Jackson or move him?
I think they move him to safety.
because
they can't cut him. I mean, he's the only decent guy they've got back there right now.
He wasn't even decent last year.
He was okay. Well, none of them were any good, but they had no. I mean, they had no pass rush. Not all of it was on the secondary. A lot of it was, but I mean, that whole defense was just a mess. It was poorly coordinated. I mean, I'm not going to put everything on those guys because I do think that if the system, if they had had better play calling, better pass rush, been put in better positions, I don't think they look nearly as bad as they did last year. But so I think you can bounce back with some of those guys, but you need new blood back there. There's no question. And I think if you sign two veteran corners,
and you can pay one, like you could pay a Tremaine Johnson, who's going to get, he's going to get good dough.
Yeah,
you just pay him. You pay those guys what you've been paying Jonathan Joseph.
Yeah, you're going to be able to do that. You've got that money,
and you've got to. I mean, that's one place where you've got to get an established guy. You can draft one too. But you need at least one guy that you feel pretty good about.
Step in and start. And I don't think that there's anyone in the pipeline that they've signed over the last couple of years that's ready to step in like Bouye did. I mean,
no.
They don't have that guy right now. And I don't think DeKalb's it. I don't know that they've drafted anyone who can step in. Guard, you have number two. And, yeah, I think I would slide this one down a little bit because I do think you're going to move Martin to guard and have Mance at center, so you need to replace one guard.
Nick Martin's missed 18 games in his first two seasons.
He has.
I mean, he's not the picture of health.
But he's going to be healthy this year.
Oh, okay. Well, as long as you think so.
But you mentioned Andrew Norwell and that he's going to come at a hefty price. Okay, that's where I spend my money.
Yeah, I would too. I think that guy's a great player. I think that he's an instant – I mean, he instantly bolsters your entire line. And that's
what you need.
Ideally, you'd be able to find someone like him who plays tackle, but those guys don't make it to free agency.
No, I mean, now you might get some guys cut for contracts that have a year or two left that could be really good, and that's the other area that I think you'll have to wait and see is if somebody is a cap casualty that can still play, like not Dwayne Brown per se, but a guy like Dwayne Brown,
right?
So you know what, we don't want to pay you the $9 million for this year, and. I also think that you mentioned Josh Sitton would be a good pickup. I think you need to spend money on one guy, and then you cut Allen and you spend a little money on somebody else. I think that whole thing needs an enema.
I'm with you.
And that way, if Martin's hurt, you've still got Mance that can play center, and you've got two new guards in there. Under no circumstances do you bring back Zuofilo. And then you had tackle one. And I think Jermaine wrote about this last week. I think there's some second-tier guys who – are younger that, given more time, might be better players, and maybe that's the way you go as opposed to spending a bunch of money on Nate Solder.
That's why I said Cameron Fleming, who's the other guy, the other free agent tackle from New England, when Marcus Cannon got hurt last year, Cameron Fleming filled in and actually did a pretty good job. And he's 26 years old. He doesn't have the brand name that that Nate Solder has, but I think he can play. And then, Juwan James, I think, is the best tackle available, but I don't think he's a left tackle. I think, he was on a really bad offensive line last year in Miami, but he was the bright spot on that line. I think he's one of the better right tackles out there. So I like
Cameron Fleming, I think, and that's not going to break the bank. And you mentioned Chris Hubbard. There's your left tackle. And you're not going to have to pay a ton for him either. And I think with more time, he's one of those guys that still has time to develop. We've just rebuilt your entire offensive line. Now we've spent a lot of our cap space on it, but that's
what you need to do.
Yeah,
where else are you going to spend it? Bells and whistles? You don't need that. You need meat.
And that's the thing. If you spend money on your offensive line and go get me one cornerback, and then I think that makes it you can draft guys in the secondary that you can hopefully develop. You could use one of those third round picks on a running back. And that's the one thing that wasn't on here, but Lamar Miller is solid, and I think that's a good guy to have. Foreman looked very promising, but Achilles, what do you have behind that? And I would not be mad if they addressed a lot of this stuff in free agency and then, maybe moved up to get Sony Michel, a guy like that, who I think would be just an incredible impact player for your offense.
That'd be nice, but man, I
do think he's going to go higher than.
Yeah, him. I think he's going to. You're going to have to jump up pretty high to get
his,
him.
I mean, he especially after the combine, I can almost guarantee you that dude's going to his stock's going to be too high. But I think I wouldn't mind seeing him You know, I wouldn't mind seeing investment in that with one of their third-round picks. And I know a lot of people would say, oh, you got to draft offensive line. Well, I think you have to redo your offensive line in free agency. You can put together a pretty good group that's not going to totally break you. And you still got room, too. I mean, if you cut Joseph, well, I mean, you're not – I mean, he's already off the books. But if you cut Jeff Allen,
yeah,
there's more money there, and I think you can get a replacement for him who can do a better job at the same price. And I think that's what they have to do. And while I'm not usually a fan of doing that, that's the position they're in. And it worked for Jacksonville pretty well this year. I mean, they finally used winning free agency to actually win on the field.
It helped.
So for the first time
made
in
a difference,
years.
Yeah.
So, good article, though. I thought it was some good discussion there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows you don't want to sacrifice reliability for savings. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select LG appliances and purchase two or three select major appliances to get an additional 10% off. Save big on LG, America's most reliable line of home appliances at Lowe's. Based on independent reliability surveys 2021 to 2024 and select major appliances as compared to competing manufacturers offering full appliance lines. See associate for more details. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Exclusions apply. Valid 6/18 through 7/9.